It seems that cancer is a direct result to injury. If you smoke, you damage your lung tissue, and then lung cancer arises. If you drink, you damage your liver, and then liver cancer, cancer occurs. And it was really interesting. There were articles correlating if you have a bone fracture, and then bone cancer arises. It seemed that because what stem cells are they're these phenomenal cells that really have the ability to differentiate into any type of tissue. So if the body's sensing that you have damage to an organ, and then it's initiating cancer, it's almost as if this is a repair response. And the cancer, the body's saying, the lung tissue is damaged. We need to repair the lung. And cancer is originating in the lung, trying to repair because you have this excessive proliferation of these remarkable cells that really have the potential to become lung tissue. But it's almost as if the body has originated this ingenious response but can't quite control it. It hasn't yet become fine-tuned enough to finish what has been initiated. So this really, really fascinated me, and I really think that if we can't think about cancer, let alone any disease, in such black and white terms. If we eliminate cancer the way we're trying to do now with chemotherapy and radiation, we're bombarding the body or the cancer with toxins or with radiation trying to kill it, it's almost as if we're getting back to this starting point. We're removing the cancer cells, but we're revealing the previous damage that the body has tried to fix. Shouldn't we think about manipulation rather than elimination? If somehow we can cause these cells to differentiate, to become bone tissue, lung tissue, liver tissue, whatever that cancer has been put there to do, it would be a repair process. We'd start off, we'd end up better than we were before cancer. So this is it really changed my view of looking at cancer. And while I was reading all these articles about cancer, it seemed that the articles, a lot of them focused on, you know, the genetics of breast cancer and the genesis and the progression of breast cancer, tracking the cancer through the body, tracing where it is, where it goes.